Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, yes. The pleasant sounds of Everybody Loves Raymond for our friend Ray Fittipaldo. He's brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western Pennsylvania injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Ray, I was talking with Chris Hoke yesterday and just talking with Donnie about this. I thought the whole idea this year was to play an aggressive sort of in-your-face form of man-to-man pass defense. Yet that doesn't appear to be happening when guys like McConkey run off the line without being touched. Was I wrong? That's what Hokie was under the impression they were going to do too, and he calls their coverage soft. How would you describe this whole situation?
Well, you're absolutely right. I think, Joe, that went out the window when they got waxed in Cincinnati. Jalen Ramsey couldn't hang with Ja'Marr Chase. Joey Porter couldn't hang with T. Higgins. And then I think whether it was 1 week later, no, I think it was 2 weeks later after the injury to Elliott, you saw the adjustments. You know, Jalen Ramsey goes back to free safety full time. You know, they start playing a lot more zone. Now, it was successful against the Colts, but not very much Sunday night against the Chargers. And I know what you're talking about. Eccles was just really, really gave up like a 10-yard cushion on the one touchdown. You can't give away the middle of the field like that. And, you know, the other one was actually – wasn't terrible coverage. Herbert just made an awesome throw. And McConkey made a great catch. But, yeah, they're playing more zone now. And I think Tomlin's big plans for the offseason are pretty much shot right now.
Ray, is James Pierre going to be up for the challenge on Sunday? Because he has been seeing more playing time, and he's actually performing at a pretty decent level.
Yeah, I mean, back in 2021, he was a second-year player, and he's always been around because he's good on special teams. But he got a chance to start four games that season, and he really struggled. You know, I think against the Raiders early in the season, he got a chance, and he gave up a big play there, and they lost that football game. And he was a part of the secondary that gave up 41 points on back-to-back games against the Chargers and the Bengals, coincidentally, the two opponents they're playing last week and this week too. So I thought Pierre went in there and did a really good job on Sunday, played, I think, like 50 snaps or so. Was really active, two passes defensed, you know, physical in the run game. So he was talking earlier this week about, you know, admittedly not being ready when those opportunities came earlier in his career, and he thinks he's more ready for them now. So it'll be interesting. He's going up against the best receiving duo in the NFL, so he better be ready.
It's a Donnie Football Friday here with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Ray, it's been an interesting injury situation evolving this week. Who should we be most concerned about not playing or maybe being a game-time type decision on Sunday?
Yeah, there's a few to keep an eye on. Now, Slay hasn't practiced yet. I can't imagine coming back from a concussion that he's going to play. So the other two big ones are Alex Highsmith, who has not practiced yet due to a new pec injury. Now, the interesting thing about that, guys, is Mike Tomlin kind of poo-pooed it on Tuesday. And I don't know if he got a late report from the medical staff or if they're just resting Alex Highsmith, but obviously that would be a big loss if he cannot play. Four sacks in the last two games. I know Nick Herbig and Jack Sawyer have played well, but Alex is a big part of that defense. So they're going to need him. Sam Moll is another one to keep an eye on. He's kind of been limited. I think they can get him to game day. So their offensive line rotation should go back to normal with Spencer Anderson playing the extra tackle. Should Sam Moll go back in at left guard.
Ray, why does it seem like Alex Highsmith is dinged up an awful lot? I mean, I like him a lot when he's on the field, but it seems like almost every week there's something.
Well, it's his third injury of the year, third different injury. He had a high ankle sprain earlier this season where he actually missed a few games, and he actually tweaked it against the Colts, and he actually played through it and had two sacks in that game. And I think he had a hamstring or a groin during training camp. He did not practice much during training camp. So it just seems like he's one of those guys where, injuries are always going to be a concern. And I think, it's fair to speculate that might be one of the reasons why, when the Steelers have to make that decision, in the spring, do you sign Nick Herbig and kind of move on from Alex? You try to trade him. That might be one of the reasons. Herbig has kind of forced the situation, and it's not through the play of Alex Highsmith. He's been a really good player when he's available. You just wonder, will the injuries eventually catch up to him, and will he be out for longer stretches?
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can get in touch with our dear friend City Limits on the Fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Two persons of interest here, Ray, are Asante Samuel Jr. and MVS, the MVP, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Do we see one? Do we see both?
Well, I was in the room yesterday when Arthur Smith was asked about him, and I thought he almost went out of his way not to really even talk about him. Somebody asked about him. He was like, well, yeah, all those guys who were on the practice squad, they could get their shot at some point. So I'm not holding my breath with MVS. We'll see what happens. Maybe they do activate him just for the sake of making a change. But I did not get the impression from Arthur that he was going to be a big part of the plan this week. Hmm. Samuel, guys, he hasn't played football in such a long time. I don't think they're going to activate him for this week. But obviously, keep an eye on James Pierre this week. Obviously, keep an eye on Slay's injury. Samuel might have to go in there sooner rather than later, whether he's ready or he's not.
What's the harm in giving MVS a helmet? I feel like they just don't really have that second true option that they have, that they thought they would.
Yeah, I just think Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin believe in Calvin Austin. Calvin didn't have a great game. One ball went through his hands for a pick, but over the long haul, they trust him. They believe he's come a long way. You did hear Arthur speak yesterday about Roman Wilson slowly but surely. They're getting more confidence in him. So, I don't think they want to take reps, away from him. And obviously, guys, they're very tight end centric, and Darnell Washington and Pat Freiermuth and even Jonnu Smith, who hasn't been productive at all. Those guys are going to play their regular snaps on Sunday against the Bengals.
Ray, when it comes to Asante Samuel, do you feel like he almost has to go through his own little training camp here, or, just based on what you've seen and what you can tell us, does he seem to be relatively close to game shape?
Well, Terrell Austin indicated he was actually in pretty good shape, but there's only so much training you can do, and then there's, the wear and tear of being football ready, and he's obviously not going to go through that until he goes through some practices and then some games. So you do worry about soft tissue injuries, especially when you just sign a guy on Tuesday. You want to make sure he's ramped up and, he's good with your conditioning program and, he's ready when you do throw him out there. So, like I said, I would be shocked if it's this Sunday, but who knows, guys? If depending on what happens Sunday, they might be pressed to play him, you know, going forward. If Slay hasn't practiced yet, we'll see what happens on Friday. But if that concussion is long-term, they're going to need Asante Samuel Jr.
Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation has Ray Fittipaldo near tears.
Ray, is Jaylen Warren going to get the lion's share of the carries in this game? Are we going to see more of him? Will he step onto the field on third down to a Bronx cheer?
Yeah. I wish they would do that. I mean, he is arguably their best offensive player. And I know people are going to say, DK Metcalf, you're paying that guy $150 million. But in terms of just making plays and in the open field, making guys miss, I mean, you would think you would want the ball in his hands as much as you can. And then he's only playing like 58% of the snaps. Kenneth Gainwell out-snapped him against the Chargers. I mean, it didn't make a whole lot of sense. You know, Tomlin kind of passed it off as, you know, just game circumstance. They really like Kenneth Gainwell. And I get it. Gainwell's okay. But to me, Jaylen Warren should be in there more. But again, I just listening to Arthur Smith yesterday, I did not get the idea that they were going to change all that much just based off of what happened in one game.
And Ray, the first time they took on the Bengals, Jaylen Warren was on his way to a career night, and they seemingly went away from that. Do you feel like they will stick to the run game a little bit more here to keep Joe Flacco and that Cincy offense off the field?
Yeah, if you remember, there was a touchdown taken off the board. I think Zach Frazier was called for a holding penalty. That was almost like, Okay, bad luck. You know, now we got to start passing. Like you cannot get away from the running, especially with a young offensive line. Like you want those guys to believe. Like, and even if there is a setback, like there was in that situation, go back to it. You know, I understand the Bengals are a really bad defense, but you know, there's different ways to win football games. They tried to win that way. On that Thursday night, they tried to win in a shootout. You could very easily possess the ball for 35, 37 minutes against the Bengals and just score 24 points, 27 points, and still win the football game. So we'll see if it's any different this time. But that Bengals defense is still banged up. They're still not very good, so the running game should be there on Sunday.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. All right, Ray. Aaron Rodgers coming off somewhat of a disastrous performance. So let's go 0 to 5 here on your concern level. 0 is Ray has no concern. Rodgers is fine. Why is anybody even talking about this? 5 is, oh my God, I'm wondering if Rodgers is suddenly nearing the end and he's not even going to finish the season as the starter. Where are you 0 to 5?
I'll go 1. I'm not really that concerned at all, Joe. I know a lot of people are talking about him maybe having happy feet or whatever. There's that famous pick. I don't know who got it, but there was a great photo of him absolutely getting ear-holed by Bud Dupree.
Yeah.
I'm sure that did not feel good. You know, and we haven't talked about it in a while, but let's just bring it up again. I mean, Broderick Jones is just back to being a below-average tackle, and that's just not good overall for the development of this passing game. You need more time. Your quarterback's 41 years old, and when he's getting beat so easily, and Aaron has to be aware of that, yeah, it's going to affect him. You know, in a lot of ways, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be wondering where the pressure is coming from.
Ray, do you feel like there was a bit of a correlation with Isaac Seumalo being out and Jones reverting right back to how he looked in week 1 and 2?
I mean, I can't be that way, Donnie. I mean, I
know that. I know it was a first-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're getting at and continuity between how guys work together and whatever, but that can't be an excuse. I mean, the guy is a number 14 overall pick. You got to play. You got to perform whether there's a vet next to you or whether it's Andres Pete, who's been here for a few weeks, or Spencer Anderson. So, to me, that's that shouldn't be an issue. He's a high enough draft pick where he should be able to perform in any situation. Those are the guys you look to sort of raise the bar.
It seems like they were pretty happy with what Andres Pete brought to the table in a limited amount of snaps. Could we see some changes at left tackle if Jones keeps up the, you know, underwhelming play?
Yeah, well, we should mention Jones is dealing with a groin. I forgot to mention that. He's been limited this week. That was the one injury I forgot to tell you guys about. So Calvin Anderson would be the guy. I don't think it would be Pete. You know, Pete has played guard and tackle in the NFL, but they seem to like him more at guard. When Broderick missed early in the week, it was Calvin Anderson, and he's a vet. They signed him over the offseason to a 2-year deal, so they like him. So we'll see if the play improves, if Calvin Anderson has to go in there. Part of me is just kind of curious what it would look like, Donnie. We're used to seeing Broderick Jones, and everyone just kind of assumes he's always going to be the starter. But what if Anderson goes in there and plays great? I mean, that would be maybe an uncomfortable situation for the Steelers, but I'm just kind of curious as to what it would look like if he did have to go in there and play an entire football game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's happening with Mount Washington? For a while, he pretty much established himself as the lead tight end here, and now he's seen his snaps reduced. Rodgers was on the record saying the more that guy's out there, the better we play as an offense. What's happening, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. The Chargers game was just sort of off from the beginning, just with play calling, game plan, personnel usage. I probably just have to throw that one out. I would expect in this game that he's going to go back and, you know, probably lead the tight ends in snaps. You know, Freiermuth, of course, had the great game, so I'm sure they'll go back to that as well. But if they want to run the football, and I think they do this week, Darnell Washington's going to be a big part of the package.
Will Pat Freiermuth maybe not replicate what he did in that first game against Cincy, but they have to have that in the back of their minds where, yeah, you know, his best matchup every season always comes against these guys.
Yeah, he had the huge game in Cincinnati, I think, when Mike Sullivan was the play caller the first week after Matt Canada was fired. I think he had over 100 yards that game, too. That happens. Like, some guys just match up well against personnel, and it doesn't matter what coaches do from season to season. It's been a good matchup for Pat over the years, and obviously that last game. I mean, if the Steelers won that football game, just think about how different the season would look right now. Like, the defense just couldn't get one hold. And now we're talking about the Steelers and the Ravens possibly being tied after the weekend's over rather than the Steelers having a comfortable lead.
All right, Ray, we have a treat for you. It's Mr. John Gruden on Will Howard. Hit it.
I love Will Howard. I'm thankful that he is up. I'm shocked that he's going to be on the bench much longer. I just think he has everything that you're looking for. We won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. He's got that prototype size I like. He's 6'4", he's 225, 230. He's built like a horse. I mean, it's a big guy, can run the ball. You can run the quarterback power plays and all these quarterback draws that everybody likes to run. He can keep it on the zone read. He's an accurate passer. He's a winner, man. This guy's a winner. He won big at Kansas State. They won the Big 12. He won the national title. He has the wow factor. He's got a photographic memory. He's a great communicator. I'll be shocked if he's not one hell of an NFL quarterback. And I told a couple of my friends in Pittsburgh, I told Omar Khan, I can't believe you got him in a sixth round.
Making him sound like Josh Allen, let's recall that Gruden also once was high on Nate Peterman, Ray. But having said that, what do you make of those comments?
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame we didn't get to see him in the preseason, guys. That's the one thing about that injury that really hurt him, and it's probably going to affect the Steelers offseason too now, because if they really like a quarterback, even if they are intrigued by Will Howard, you cannot go away from a player that you like just because you think there's some potential there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Will Howard play. I mean, we're not going to get to see much the rest of the season. He'll be running the scout team. Like, we're not going to see him do any quarterback runs until August, until the preseason. But when he does, he has that quarterback mobility that Mike Tomlin really likes. I fully expect if there's a quarterback that they can get their hands on in the spring, if they could trade up for one, they're going to do that, Joe.
Ray, do you feel like things are getting a bit carried away with Will Howard? And really, to no fault of his own, he's just kind of existing in this scenario. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm all for, you know, giving the guy a chance at some point and at least seeing what he has. But it feels like there is a growing part of the fan base that is just really convinced. And John Gruden's words yesterday did nothing but fan that fire that this guy will be a bona fide franchise quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Donnie, would the Steelers be hoarding all those draft picks if they really, truly believed in Will Howard? You know, they might have gone after a receiver at the trade deadline and maybe moved some of those picks if they really thought otherwise. So you kind of have to read the tea leaves there a little bit as well. I do think they're intrigued by him. I think everyone is, but I mean, honestly, there's a reason he did fall to the sixth round. If the Steelers loved him that much, they would have taken him in the third, fourth, or fifth round, right?
All right, Ray, before we get to free association backed by popular demand yet again this week, Mike Florio, I don't even, this may have been on his podcast or with the PM guys, I don't know, says he sees an attitude of resignation from Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people around the country the other night and in some other games see Rodgers looking ticked off, to put it mildly, at opponents from time to time. I don't know. I'm not around the locker room. Have you noticed any change in sort of the vibe coming off him?
Yeah, resignation is an interesting word. I would say frustration. Like he is very open about showing his emotions on the field, gets upset with players, is not afraid to challenge them, like out in front of everyone. So to me, that's not resignation. It's outward frustration. Now, if you want to argue that's good for the football team or bad for the football team, I don't know. I mean, we've seen all kinds of leadership styles, but I can tell you from being in that locker room that the players really respect him. They kind of feel like if they are challenged on the field in any way, Aaron is always following up privately and discussing that and trying to get those guys better. So I don't know, Joe, I don't know where that resignation comes from. That kind of seems out of the blue to me when I heard that.
Ray, do you know the movie The Replacements?
Yeah.
Joe, do you know that movie? The football movie, Keanu Reeves. Why when I see Rodgers kind of freak out on the field, it really gives me Eddie Martell vibes.
Talk about that some more. I mean,
and we've seen this a few times, Donnie. Like, DK admitted this on Wednesday. He cut across the field to the sideline. He should have kept the route going on the missed touchdown. It landed like 3 yards beyond him. It just seems like DK and Aaron have kind of been a click off from the outset of the season. And obviously, they got to get those two guys on the same page for this offense to get back on track.
Yeah, and Rodgers mentioning that what Collinsworth did the other night is DK's getting double-teamed every third down. So, Ray, very quickly now, score prediction and an MVP of the game?
I'm going Steelers 24, Bengals 23, and I think Aaron Rodgers bounces back with a nice game after everyone kind of freaking out about Sunday night.
Holy ostrich milk. The Bengals are going to hold them to 24. All right, free association. Here we go. Percent chance Will Howard is the starting quarterback next season.
Starting quarterback like in September or at some point during the season?
The starter going in.
2%.
Percent chance that Aaron Rodgers is the starter next season.
I don't know. 35.
Percent chance that Mason Rudolph is.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody, right? So I'll go 50.
Whoa! Percent chance it's a vet from somewhere else, and I realize the percentages won't add up here. I don't care. Percent chance it's a veteran they signed from elsewhere, a la Baker Mayfield going all these places.
Yeah, I mean, 20.
Percent chance it's a first-round pick they hand the keys to the franchise to.
2%.
Wow, Donnie. Do you have any conclusions or observations thus far?
Saying Aaron Rodgers at 35%, I think, is a little eye-opening. I mean, that gives me more of a thought that he could be back for a second run.
How about Mason Rudolph at 50% from Ray?
I feel, and Ray can correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like the percentage there, because he said, well, it's got to be somebody. Mason would be that guy who bridges you to the next QB. Like, he'll be the quarterback out of the gate, but it's probably not, you know, it's like, I'm here for a good time, not for a long time.
All right, Ray, that brings us back to our game. Percent chance the Steelers take a quarterback in the first round?
49%.
Better bet to play on Sunday, MVS or Asante Samuel Jr.?
I'll go MVS.
Jaylen Warren over under 20.5 touches.
Over.
Jaylen Warren plays at least 5 third downs in this game.
Ooh, go under.
Jeez. Caleb Johnson carries from out of nowhere in the shadow of the Steelers' goal line. Over under 2.5.
Under.
Roman Wilson suddenly deciding to leap over a defender. Over under 0.5.
Well, that better be under. He's going to be back in that doghouse.
Scale of 1 to 5. How much do you miss Juan Thornhill already, Ray?
Misses quotes in the locker room.
I'll say. Like on the history making defense. Jamar Chase over under 33.5 targets.
Under. It better be.
Over under 15.5 catches.
Got to be under. They got to have a plan this time, right?
Thank you, Ray.
All right. Hey, City Limits has a great question for you guys in the quiz show. So
does he?
I do. Submitted by Ray.
Submitted by Ray?
Submitted by Ray.
Wow. That's incredible. He's outsourced this thing. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. See you.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
See, couldn't ask for a nicer man than that.
You
could
think
you,
that
Donnie?
I don't think much about the quiz show. No, I'm thinking in depth about the quiz show.
Now you're consulting with sources on this thing.
Yes.
You're reporting on the quiz show.
Yes.
Nobody's nicer than Ray, are they, Donnie?
No.
I mean, it's humanly impossible. Up next, the intergalactically acclaimed numbers game. Donnie and I have popularized this beyond our wildest dreams. I've got a number, Donnie, and this week, by the way, I did all my own research. There's usually a lot of Matt Williamson stuff. Maybe you have some of his stuff. He's great. But this week I decided to branch off on my own. I have a Joe Flacco run number when he takes off and runs, which he did in the last game. I have something, the number 3, in regard to Bengals-Steelers history, and the Steelers could do something they've only done once since 1990 against this team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It's time for the numbers game. Nick Kostos coming up top of the hour. He's going to break down a bunch of games for us, notably Steelers-Bengals. Donnie, do you have a number for me?
How about 84?
How about
to
it?
Kick us off, Joe.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, is that where you're going with this one?
No, but he did disparage the terrible Tao here about 20 years ago. He had 2 touchdowns in that game, too, I think.
I was there.
The Bengals have a point differential this season of negative 84.
Oh, my
God. One of the worst in football.
49.5, Donald. That is the over-under for this game. And that is the second highest over-under since they've been keeping such things in this series since 1979. That is the second highest over-under for a Steeler-Bengal game.
What's weird is that still feels low.
I know. It really does. I would go over 100 times out of 100. And yet, we had last year's 44-38 game in Cincy, and they came back here and played a slugfest. Both teams below 20, I think.
Yes, you're correct. 4 is my number here, and a couple of different records to use the 4.
Please.
The Steelers are 4-0 in games in this season in which they have won the turnover battle. They are 4-1 in games where they have even just 1 takeaway.
Wow. 33.3 is my number, and I mentioned it earlier. That's what the Bengals are giving up per game. It's the worst in the NFL this century. 33.3 points per game, and the worst, if it stands, since the 1966 New York Giants, who were at 35.8. What an unbelievable embarrassment they truly are.
78.8, the rushing yards per game for the Bengals, and this is the lowest in the league, and this is a number I remember referencing in a special edition of the numbers game with you before that Thursday
right.
nighter, and then they went out and they shoved it down the Steelers' throats.
Right. That's exactly right. 1 is my number. The Bengals, according to NFL senior researcher Dante Koplowitz Fleming. Donnie, have you heard of him, by the way? Do you read his stuff?
I can't say I have.
He sounds like Ernest Hemingway.
They are the first team, the Bengals. I'm just going to keep going with Bengals defensive numbers of the Super Bowl era to allow 500 or more yards, 38 or more points, and have zero takeaways in consecutive games. So congratulations on all their success.
And when it comes to scoring the football, Joe, 79.2 is my number. That is the percentage of Bengals touchdowns that have come via passing the football, the highest in the league. So that's another little example of Joe Burrow is not just going to step in and save these guys.
No, they couldn't.
Playing strong safety.
Yeah, they can't play better offensively. 50 is my number. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And 55, because it's partly cloudy today, Joey Porter Sr., that's the high, 55, and a low of Donnie Shell. That's 31. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Donnie, let's go into our lightning round, our two-minute drive, if you will.
40.3 is my number here, Joe. On pass attempts of 10 or more yards down the field, Aaron Rodgers has completed just 40.3% of those throws.
That stands out early as a potential winner. 1,078 is my number, Donnie. That's the number of yards these horrific Bengals have given up in the past two, yes, I said two games.
55. The Steelers have, on average, just 55 plays per game on offense. That is the fewest in the National Football League.
54. I'll match that and go one under. 54, that's how many points the Bengals allowed on November 12, 2018 to the Saints when they fired the defensive coordinator the next day. His name was Terrell Austin.
13, I don't think you gave this one. That's the number of sacks that the Bengals have all season long. They are led still by Trey Hendrickson, who has only played in seven games with four.
They have 13. Myles Garrett has 11. My number's 27. The Bengals have allowed at least 27 points in eight straight games. If they do it again this week, they'll tie an NFL record.
111. The amount of yards that Pat Freiermuth had on five receptions along with two touchdowns in that first meeting this season against Cincy. He seems to always have the big games against these guys. Maybe try it again on Sunday.
We got a steak on the line, boys. A steak dinner for both of you. My number is 2. That's Aaron Rodgers' victories over the Bengals in his career. There's only two franchises that Rodgers has beaten fewer than 2 times. Can you combine on those two answers without getting one wrong?
One is the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, one has to be the Packers.
And the other, Donnie, it has to be an AFC team, right?
I will say...
Who would he play the fewest? I'll try to collab on this.
I want to say... I really want to say the Chargers. Somebody in the AFC West, I feel.
I would imagine it's not the Chiefs. They've been pretty consistent.
3, 2...
Donnie, you make the guess.
All right, I'll go with the Chargers.
Very sorry you lost your chance at a steak dinner.
Can I tell you what my guess would have been?
Yes.
New England.
It's the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Really?
Yeah, baby! Donnie, it's your number.
Because he was hurt that game that Brett Huntley played a couple years ago.
And he lost the walk-off game, and he beat him in the Super Bowl.
I just saved $200. Go.
I have 2 here, Joe, if that's okay.
Please.
3.6, followed by 55.8.
Yeah.
Those are the averages for DK Metcalf this year. Just 3.6 receptions per game. And 55.8 yards per game, the lowest of his career.
It's amazing what $150 million won't buy you. 3, this would mark the Steelers' 3rd loss in the row to the Bengals if they lose the game, something that has happened only one other time since 1990, and that was back in 2020-21. Donnie, let's finish it off with a few. Go ahead.
269.4. The Steelers are allowing currently, you've said a lot of bad Bengals defensive numbers, Joe, but here's a bad one for the Steelers. 269.4 passing yards per game, which is the worst in the NFL. That would also be the worst in Steelers history.
Wow. I got 2 as well. One is 9.9, and that's how many points teams score against the Bengals in the fourth quarter on average, 9.9. It's horrible. It's one of the worst in the league. But guess who is the worst in the league? That's right, the Steelers. At 11.7, they allow the most fourth quarter points in the whole league, even worse than this team. Donnie, you get one more and we're done.
1,254, the number of passing yards that Joe Flacco has so far in his time with the Bengals. He also has an 11 touchdown to 2 interception ratio.
Holy parrot milk.
Some of his best football.
Limits, who won? Who had the best number?
Joe, I'm going to give you this week's numbers game because you continually went back to the well of just, you know, dumping on the Bengals. And I also liked that fourth quarter points number. I thought that was very good.
That leads to maybe a crazy fourth quarter in this game, Donnie, with both teams giving up bunches of points. All right.
My favorite Donnie number was 40.3, the percentage of attempts thrown downfield. That's Rodgers' completion rate. That was a good number.
That was very good, Donnie.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.